This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Monte. Top NATO officials have been touring Afghanistan over the past couple of weeks as the alliance begins to expand its presence. NATO is expected to take command of the bulk of the military operations in Afghanistan over the next couple of years. And as part of that, the United States is pressuring the alliance to take more responsibility for fighting the remnants of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. NPR's Rachel Martin reports from Kabul.
37-year-old Major Stephen Link is on a daily patrol in Farah, a relatively stable province in western Afghanistan, roughly the size of Maryland. As his convoy of several armored vehicles drives down a dusty, unpaved road, he points out some new business and residential developments.
These pumps are new right here. Those have been built since we've been here. All this construction on the left is new. It's kind of funny, I have to come to a place like Farah to feel like I'm away from the war.
Link is second in command of the Farah PRT, or Provincial Reconstruction Team. There are 19 of these small military bases around Afghanistan, with a focus on projects like rebuilding roads, schools, and training local police forces. Up until a few months ago, the Farah PRT was an American operation. Now it reports directly to NATO. Standing atop a mountain lookout post, Major Link says the change hasn't yet affected much besides paperwork.
Instead of just reporting once, we got to report everything twice, and it's like having two parents. You know, we answer to both U.S. forces, and we answer to ISAF and NATO, too.
The lines that separate NATO and U.S. command are somewhat murky. NATO took over the International Security Assistance Force, or ISAF, in 2003, and has focused its mission on peace and security within the country's capital, Kabul. Meanwhile, a separate U.S.-led coalition of roughly 20,000 troops has been fighting insurgents. Now NATO is expanding its presence, starting with the less volatile northern and western regions. But there are questions about how much counterterrorism activity NATO will take on. While the American soldiers here may drive ISAF Humvees and report to an ISAF commander in Kabul, they are still operating under U.S. rules of engagement that dictate how and when they can use force. David Wiley is the lieutenant colonel in charge of the Farah PRT. Despite the relative calm in this part of the country, Wiley says the NATO rules of engagement don't give his soldiers enough freedom to protect themselves.
At a fundamental level, all they have to do is detect a hostile act, and they can take action to stop it. Under the ISAF rules of engagement, we have to wait for shots to be fired at us to return fire. That's a big difference.
The debate over rules of engagement here has been one of the focal points of discussions among NATO member countries. Last month, at a meeting in Germany, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld reinforced pressure on NATO countries to share more of the burden of fighting the insurgency in Afghanistan. But some allies like Germany and France are reluctant to merge what they see as two separate missions, peacekeeping and reconstruction versus counterterrorism. While political wrangling continues on a diplomatic level, NATO officials are starting to lay the groundwork for the expected change. American General B.B. Bell wears two hats. He's the head of NATO's ground forces and the commander of U.S. troops in Europe.
Stripes somewhere, sir. You all sign it first.
On a recent trip to the U.S. coalition airbase in Kandahar, he prepped U.S. soldiers for the expected change in command.
I realize you don't know much about NATO, and it's not something that's on your plate every day. But NATO's an alliance of 26 like-minded nations who bring enormous capacity to bear when they set their mind to it. And they've set their mind to stability in Afghanistan. And over the next couple of years, and down here, particularly in this region around Kandahar, you'll see NATO becoming the command and control authority down here.
37-year-old Sergeant First Class Todd Hutchings is a counterterrorism specialist and a member of the 173rd Airborne Brigade, deployed to Kandahar for the past 6 months. Hutchings says, on the whole, cooperation between NATO and the U.S. coalition is a good thing, as long as each party pulls its own weight.
If ISAF would come in and just do nothing but the administrative stuff, nothing but, you know, PRTs and stuff like that, yeah, it would free us up to do a lot more of the combat operations, but that's not how a partnership works. You know, everybody has to pull their share of all the operations. We're not ready to start handing out, you know, rice and blankets yet. There's still a lot of bad guys out there.
NATO officials say they plan to send thousands of troops from Canada, Britain, and the Netherlands to southern Afghanistan early next year. Meanwhile, NATO defense ministers are expected to decide next month what countries will play what roles in NATO's expansion, how to balance reconstruction with counterterrorism, and what rules will govern both missions. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Kabul.